You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Wheat, by far, the commodity that held its value the best today.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of talk about the non-snow cover out west, the dryness, some of the wheat that did not germinate well, the southern plains wheat crop exiting dormancy in a hurry, and talk about dryness impacting southern Russia wheat production, the poor condition of the crop, and the temperatures for next week just really dipping down, scaring a lot of people about a little bit of the wheat market.
So taking all that into account, all known, do you think that there's enough impetus for wheat to have settlements with an eight handle anytime soon?
Well, you know, we're looking at the July wheat at 794. It actually touched 801 and three quarters here today. So I think that depending on what the weather forecast looks like as we start the day tomorrow, that's well within reach.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans, where March hit a high shortly before open outcry began overnight, 1436 and a quarter. And traders looked at that number and said, yummy, let me bank some profits today.
You know, we saw profit taking to the beans today. They moved awfully hard and fast between Friday and Monday and parts of Tuesday here going along with that. Also, we saw a little South American hedge pressure popping into the beans. You know, if you're in the areas that's looking really good down there, these are some pretty attractive numbers for them to be hedging, you know, back above $14. That's a good place to throw a few hedges on for the South American producer here right now. So a combination of profit-taking and a little bit of hedge pressure out of South America, Dave.
So if we get a little bit more of a dip, say, as soon as tomorrow, is that a buying opportunity to turn right around and buy it back?
You know, we think that there is some real tightness in the beans, and we don't think that they will see a very big dip on this. So we look for a little bit of bottom picking tomorrow or Thursday.
Turn your attention to corn. What was the trade thinking there, please?
Well, corn follows the wheat. The wheat was strong. The corn followed on through it. The corn didn't have near the move that the beans had had over the last few days, so we weren't seeing the big profit-taking picture there. And let's face it, this December 1st stocks and the fear that, if we do actually keep our feed usage anywhere close to what the first quarter was, tight stocks. And, we do continue to hear a little bit of problems of, not soil replenishment of moisture in the U.S. here. And, we're just sort of easing along and waiting to see how South America's corn crop comes along. So they also want to get that crop back up to, to where we can get to a level where we can maybe get some more sales on or entice a few more acres.
South America's corn crop, Argentina, of course, a big producer of corn, and they have a heat ridge that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, and I mean, that's another reason we didn't sell the corn off today. It is still a little bit up in the air. They were talking about some fairly good yields down there, but they're not in the bin yet.
December corn, 413, 589 and a quarter. It did get all the way to 91 and a half today. Does December corn have to be $6 or better to entice producers to plant the acres that we would hope they would plant in the spring?
Well, it depends on what you're hoping they'll plant. If you're hoping they'll plant 99 million acres, yeah, it does, Dave. I mean, it does have to get up there and give us a chance to do that, or else we're probably going to be back more than 97 million acre area.
So the question then becomes, if futures doesn't do it, will basis do it in the spring for people?
Basis, we're not going to be probably playing with the basis so much for fall corn bids as far as the hedging looks that way. It's going to take the board price.
So if we don't get there, a lot of work got done this fall, maybe a little bit more than usual because we had the early off and people had the aflatoxin issues and they quickly got the stuff off into the elevators and then they had time. So then they did maybe a little bit more fall work than usual. There was a lot of fall work done around here. Our decision's pretty much locked in.
Not for that last 2 to 3 million acres, Dave. Yes, I mean, there's going to be a lot of corn planted. There's going to be a lot of acres that are already decided. But when we're talking that from 97, 98, 99 to 100 million acres. That's very flexible.
All right, then. What else are we keeping an eye on today? What else kind of other things were going on?
Well, I think, you know, mainly we keep an eye on Washington. We keep an eye on the, you know, the Germans said that some of their economic development wasn't as good as they were hoping for along the way. We talked about iron ore being picked up and production kicked up because China's ordering more and their, you know, economy seems to be booming along the way. But one of the big things out there was that Fitch threatened to cut our credit rating again if we don't sort of get in line here in the next month or so on this cliff and bail out and for the budget again. So something we don't really want to see is our credit rating being knocked around too bad.
I did see that. They're threatening to follow Standard & Poor's, who knocked down our credit rating last year. And they're kind of saying, you know, you guys got to get your act together, and maybe if you don't, we will lower your rating.
Yeah, it would sure be nice if a few people in Washington might listen to the same news that we do.
What are the implications what are the implications of this debt issue if we don't extend the debt limit in the month of February? Let's say we have this big square off in Washington, D.C. Nothing comes of it. We don't extend the debt limit. We start having to look at where we're going to make the savings. I believe last time when this issue came up, there was some talk about maybe Social Security checks would be smaller. There were, you know, all different kinds of permutations about what to do to find the money and to reorder things. What is the potential, though, for agriculture?
There's nothing good about coming down to the last minute and not having enough money to pay your bills, whether you're the government, whether we're Wayne, or whether we're Dave. And, you know, it'd just be good if they could sort of decide and get their budget straightened out ahead of time, but we're going to doubt that we can do it without the heroics of a last-minute stand by the political parties.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.